Hello everyone. Five reasons why you should not become a nuclear engineer. Number one, you will meet people you don't speak their language. See me here now, having to interact with people from different cultures and having the difficulty speaking the itinerant language. That's for movement that will come in the course of your training. Number two, you are likely, especially in Africa, not going to work in a nuclear power plant because we do not have much nuclear power plant except in South Africa. And currently in Egypt, where a nuclear power plant is being built. Okay, that's number two reason. And what's a nuclear engineer without a nuclear power plant? Well, you may say, ooh, a nuclear engineer cannot only work in a nuclear power plant. Yeah, that's very true. But that's the most fitting place to work as a nuclear engineer. Okay? Number three, right? Okay. Number three reason why you should not be a nuclear engineer. Number three reason. In this field time of being a nuclear engineer, you are very, very focused. And your focus is very much narrowed on a particular field or discipline. Okay? So, if you want to be a broad-based engineer, or a broad-based person who applies broad-based knowledge, then you might want to check another field. What number are we now? Number four reason why you do not want to be a nuclear engineer. Number four reason why you do not want to be a nuclear engineer. A nuclear engineer will, in some case, if you are working with radioactive sources, will get irradiated at some point, though at healthy levels, okay? So if you don't want to be irradiated with radioactive sources, then you don't want to be a nuclear engineer. What number are we now? That's number four, right? Okay. So, you don't want to be a nuclear engineer if you don't want to be irradiated at some point. Number five reason why you don't want to be a nuclear engineer in Africa is because it takes time to build a nuclear power plant. And for that to get running, you might be more useful in other places, okay, and in other fields before the nuclear power plant starts working. And if you are in the medical field, maybe you might be better gainfully engaged with interacting with people in the radiology department or radiography. And the bonus reason why you don't want to be a nuclear engineer, if you are averse to having gray hair, like I have on my head now, then maybe you don't want to be a nuclear engineer. If you have some other reasons, I'm going to tell you why you should be a nuclear engineer in a subsequent episode. Drop a comment, interact with this post, and let me know what you think. Bye.